Hello, dear friend. This is a meditation episode from Joanne Jacquet, and I think you're going to love it. So if you're driving or walking, skip it and come back to it. If you're ready to lie down and rest and enjoy, jump in and do it now. You'll thank me later. All right, friend. Until next time.
Preparing your body and mind now for the practice of Yoga Nidra. Take a lying position if you can, and make sure that you are comfortably warm or cool enough. Mentally say to yourself, I am going to practice Yoga Nidra. Affirming this allows your body to release tension. Check that you're comfortable enough to remain physically still for the duration. Imagine that your whole body is sinking into the support beneath you. You're not resisting in any way. If there's any area of your body that you habitually hold on to tightness or tension, just go there in thought and take a few moments to consciously allow that tightness to dissolve. Perhaps breathe into that part of the body. It may be the shoulders, hunching a little bit. Let your shoulders drop. It may be the space between the eyebrows, frowning, for example. Feel that space widening and expanding. It may be the tightness in the abdominal area. Feel the muscles unraveling and softening. Now be aware of your breathing. The breath is natural. Take a deep breath in and hold it for the count of three. And then release the breath like this. A short, long exhalation. Now we're going to repeat that again three times. Breathing in. Holding and exhale and again inhale, holding and exhale. Last time, inhale, hold and exhale. Enjoying that long exhalation, just like you would if you were to sigh the breath out. Now let the breath take its natural course, breathing just as the body demands. Stay with that for a few moments, settling into the practice. Natural breathing. Now at this point in the Yoga Nidra practice, it's time to make your sankalpa. Now a sankalpa is a solemn vow or determination that you make to yourself for your highest good. I will do something, or I am something. This is very personal, and I stress that you take time to discover what really is your heart's desire. There's no rush to realize this determination. I give you a few moments to do this, to plant the seed in your mind of what you are wanting to realize or achieve. That's something that you know is just right for you. Repeat it 3 times mentally with heartfelt meaning and determination. If you don't have a Sankalpa at this point, then please just rest and be open and receptive. Please go ahead. Now leave the Sankalpa to rest in the bed of your subconscious mind. And in time, given time, it will manifest. Have faith, have confidence, and be patient. And now check your breathing once again. Easy breathing. Easy breathing. Natural breathing. And now we're going to rotate awareness throughout your body, touching on various body parts to bring awareness into those parts in order to allow yourself to relax a little bit more deeply each time. Follow my instructions carefully and go as quickly or as slowly as I give you these suggestions. Bring your mind now to your right hand thumb. Be aware of your right hand thumb. The right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and small finger. Be aware of the palm of your right hand, the back of your hand, the right wrist, the forearm, right elbow, upper arm. Be aware of the right armpit, the right armpit, the right side of your waist, your right hip, your right thigh, right knee, right calf muscle, right ankle, heel, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Now be aware of the whole right foot, the whole right leg, along the right side of the body, the waist, the armpit, and the whole right arm, hand, and fingers. Be aware of the whole right side of your body. The whole right side of your body. Now gently move your awareness to the left hand thumb. Be aware of your left hand thumb. The index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and small finger. Be aware of the palm of your left hand, the back of your hand, and your left wrist, the forearm, elbow, the left upper arm, and the left armpit, the left the left side of your waist, your left hip, left thigh, knee, the left calf muscle, the left ankle, heel, the sole of the left foot, the top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Now be aware of the whole left foot, the whole left leg, the left side of the body, the waist area, the armpit, and the whole left arm, hand, and fingers. Be aware of the whole left side of your body, the whole left side of your body. Now be aware of the right buttocks, the right buttocks, left buttocks, left buttocks, the right side of your lower back, the left side of your lower back, the right waist area, the left waist, the right upper back and shoulder blade, the left upper back and shoulder blade. Be aware of your whole spine, your whole spine from the base right up to the base of your skull, and be aware that housed within that spinal column is your central nervous system. Feel that as the awareness arises, that your nervous system relaxes, quietens. There's a stillness emerging within yourself now. Be aware of your whole back relaxed, spreading and widening and expanding. And so be aware now of the back of your neck. Be aware of the back of your neck. The very back of your skull, where it meets the cushion. The crown of your head. Be aware of your forehead, smooth, no lines of worry or concern. Be aware of the right temple and the left temple, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, and the eyebrow center, the space between the eyebrows, the center of our intuitive sense. Feel this vastness there, this openness. Be aware of your whole right eye and your eyelid softly closed, your left eye and the eyelid softly closed. Be aware of the bridge of your nose, the tip of your nose, the right nostril, the left nostril, the right cheek, the left cheek, your right ear and your left ear. The lower jaw, just let the lower jaw drop and relax now. Let your teeth part and your tongue softly spreads in the mouth. Be aware of the upper lip, the fullness and the shape, the lower lip. And perhaps there's the beginnings of a smile at the corners of your mouth, a smile of contentment. Be aware of your whole face, relaxed and calm. Now be aware of your throat. Relax your throat. Perhaps swallow if you need to, and feel that smoothness in your throat. Be aware of the right collarbone and the left collarbone, your right shoulder and your left shoulder, both shoulders together. There's no burden or worry that you're carrying now. Completely relaxed and calm. Be aware now of your right rib cage and the left rib cage, your right lung, your left lung. Be aware of your heart. Your heart is calm. Your heart is quiet, conducive to deep relaxation now. Be aware of the upper abdominal muscles, the lower abdominals, and the navel. Be aware of the whole abdominal area, and perhaps you can feel the navel rising as you inhale, and the navel falling as you exhale. A beautifully soft, easy rhythm, calm and relaxed. Just watching that calm, easy breath rhythm now. Just noticing. You're not controlling or manipulating it. Just watching it. Moving on now to our visualization, and I want you to imagine now and visualize yourself outside walking through a beautiful garden. It's early in the morning and you're completely alone. It feels good. There are no other people around. There's only you to enjoy the beauty of nature at this wonderfully energizing time of the day. Visualize as clearly as you can. Really be there. you don't see the images that I suggest, then just think about them or feel them. Now become aware of the earth beneath your bare feet. Become aware of the earth beneath your bare feet. It feels cool and very pleasant. Now see all the plants and trees growing out of the earth as you walk slowly past them. Appreciating everything that you imagine and everything that you visualize. All that beauty that grows in that beautiful garden bed. Listen. You hear a loud clap of thunder. Hear that loud clap of thunder. Looking up, the sky has become very dark, and now it's starting to rain. You're standing on very green grass, and you're watching the raindrops bounce off the blades of grass. It's so beautiful. Smell the wet earth. Witness the storm. Be there. Don't be afraid or uncomfortable about getting wet. Just relax and allow yourself to feel the torrential rain on your body. It feels quite pleasant and cool. Now the storm has finished. The sun is beginning to shine through the clouds, and the blue sky is opening up. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. It feels good. You're no longer wet. Your clothes are dry, and you feel very warm inside and out. Look up at the sun and feel its warmth and energy penetrating your skin and entering every cell and atom of your body. It feels good. Now you're running in the garden. You feel completely free. You're very happy, and you cannot help laughing with joy. All around in the trees, brightly colored birds are chirping. Hear the melodious birdsong all around you. Everything in the garden is bursting with energy after the rain. It's a magnificent place to be. A cool breeze is blowing in the trees now. Hear the leaves rustling in the treetops. And feel the breeze blowing against your face and through your hair. Be there. Breathe in this fresh, life-giving air. Breathe in the sacred life force energy, pranic energy. See yourself lying down now on the soft grass, perfectly relaxed and peaceful. You feel completely nourished in every way by this experience. So from that silent place of inner stillness, perhaps you may like to silently repeat the mantra, "Divine peace fills me. Divine peace fills me. Divine peace fills me. Divine peace fills me." Be there in the stillness for just a little moment. Coming back now, gently coming back. All is well. Begin to feel the body breathing once again. And in this state of clarity and calmness, this is a perfect time to repeat your Sankalpa once again. Remember, your Sankalpa is a vow, a solemn vow that you make towards something that you really want to achieve or be. So silently now repeating your Sankalpa with heartfelt meaning and determination. Now leave your Sankalpa to rest again in the bed of your subconscious mind. Be patient, have faith, it will manifest in your life. So now, breathing a little deeper, coming to the close of the practice, listening to sounds perhaps around you in the room or outside. And moving your fingers and toes ever so slowly and gently. Stretching your arms back over your head and feel your whole body stretching. Feeling that vitality and aliveness within yourself, having relaxed deeply. We come now to the end of the practice. Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat.
Wasn't that delightful? I know. Yoga Nidra's magic. Jump on over to lanekennedy.com/new friend and grab more Yoga Nidra meditations. Okay, I'll catch you next time.